Breakfast with Martin Dester is taking dating to another level with My Heart Goes Zoom.
She's 20, late 20s, from Joburg South. Her name is Bianca. She's a model herself, also has a modeling school, and she's single, two young kids. She's meeting three guys on the show this morning. She met John and Quentin. Now she's going to meet Devon.
Hi, my name is Devon. I'm 38 years old, from Centurion, pretty much been there all my life. I'm a business development manager for a multinational telematics company. And I think Bianca should pick me because we've got a lot of similarities. And I think what she's looking for in life is well aligned with what I'm looking for. We've both got two goals, which is another similarity. Huh.
He started off his entry, I must tell you, saying, "Hi, Bianca. Loved listening to you on radio."
Yes.
Ooh.
He's also the only guy who gave us like information and links and yeah, just a lot of stuff.
I'm aware. That's good.
Okay. Stalked him. Devon, more there.
Hallo Martin, hoe gaan dit?
Lekker jy doet.
Goed man.
Alright, vir jou celeb lookalike.
So dis bietjie van 'n kombinasie tussen Simon Baker en Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, I know Matthew McConaughey. Who's Simon Baker?
Just give me a second.
The guy from The Mentalist. The guy with the blonde curly hair.
Oh, okay.
How old are your daughters?
They 7 and 2. Yeah.
Oh, 7 and 2.
Ooh, mine's still small.
Still small, but you have reference. You have frame of reference. You can remember.
I can remember.
What is it?
Yeah. Well, the age gap is quite big. So you think you remember, but then the newborn comes and you find out that you actually could remember nothing.
Talking about big age gaps, you're 38. She's 28. Does it bother you, Bianca?
No, not really. Hey.
Not really.
No, it's not that much of a huge age gap, so.
Oh, sure. How would you handle a child vomiting on the bed in the middle of the night?
Well, it actually happened to me the other day. Didn't happen in the bed. My little one threw up in the car in a car seat. So the most important thing is just to remain calm. Reach for the wipes and just start cleaning as fast as possible.
You know, dating with your parents is a whole different thing, hey? I mean, doesn't it just set the tone? Doesn't it say romance? Okay.
While we're on the topic.
Lekker man. All right, how would your ex describe you, Devon?
I think she would say I'm a really organized guy. I think so. Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons why she broke up with me.
Why?
It's the fact that I'm quite a long-term planner. I tend to live in 5-10 years from now, so I like to align myself with goals, long-term goals.
And tell me if you don't answer. Is she the mom?
Yes, she is.
So long-term planning would be good if you're a mother.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just want to put it out there. See how we've just judged her.
Yeah.
Shape weird. This poor lady is listening.
Well, and she is. I can tell you that now.
Oh, really, Devon?
Yeah, yeah.
Would it surprise you if I tell you that we have her on the other line?
Oh, that would be so funny.
It would be funny. It would be funny. But you say long-term planning. Does it mean you're the kind of guy talking marriage like the first 6 months?
No, I think I first need to get the person, get to know them well.
Okay.
I'm not someone to make rushed decisions.
Okay.
I'm the type of guy that think everything through properly. So when I do make a decision, it's well thought through and I know it's the right decision.
Okay.
All right. I'm just pointing out, you're on radio with someone who doesn't know who you look like. You're going to go on a date with her, possibly. So he's kind of spontaneous. What do you want to know?
What wrong assumptions do people make about you?
I think they sometimes confuse confidence with arrogance. I'm the type of person that wears my heart on my sleeve.
Okay.
And what you see is what you get. So I don't like to pretend. So sometimes that can come across as being a little bit cocky to a certain extent, but I put it down as confidence.
All right. Do you sometimes listen to someone's voice and trying to picture how tall they are? Does he sound tall or short?
I do normally picture.
No, what do you think? Does he sound taller or shorter? Not short, but shorter or taller.
I would say maybe shorter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could be wrong. Look.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
Okay.
Shoot.
So one.
Cover. Mm-hmm.
If you could change one thing about Bianca, what would it be? Come on, give it your best shot.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Probably the fact that she lives in Alberton. I'm in Centurion, so it's quite far.
Okay.
But, luckily we've got nice big highways connecting us. So,
yeah. R21s and so on. Yeah, okay. Well, Divan, thank you so much for that, dude.
No problem.
Any special hidden talents that we should know about at this point?
I'm a keen cyclist. I won't say that's a hidden talent, I like the outdoor.
Okay,
I like to go for an outride every now and again.
So he's active. That is good.
He's probably got nice legs. Cycling. Yeah.
Well,
just saying.
You're cycling, yes.
Spot on. So you have no idea what they look like, Bianca. You've just heard their voices. You listen to their answers very, very carefully. You've got to choose one of these guys on a Zoom date. And trust me, those Zoom dates, you learn a lot about the person on that Zoom date. So it's a fantastic introduction. It's a great first date. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Because there's not that awkwardness of arriving late, leaving, when to leave,
when to hug. Do you hug? Do you shake hands?
None of that, Liesl. So, and in actual fact, the thing just ends at the one point as well. So because it's a Zoom link, so which is fantastic. So I'm going to end your date for you. You know,
time is up.
Awkwardness. Yeah. Cheers. And then, of course, you can choose to take it further from there if you wish. So the big question is, who would Bianca choose? Who would you choose for Bianca, if you're listening this morning? Give us an idea on 084-850-0942-0848-0942. As jy Bianca was, wie sou jy kies? I love Jet Red FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester. I love it. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.